So today I'm in Chatham with the wonderful Jamal Edwards. Jamal, hi.
Hello, what's going on?
How are you doing today?
I'm all right, man. I'm good, man. Just at the event, at the Prince's Trust event, we had a live Q&A session with the young people from the Chatham Centre and was joined by his Royal Highness as well, which was good.
Brilliant. Okay, so in terms of sort of, you know, the presentation you delivered today, how do you actually feel that helped those young people that are involved with the Prince's Trust?
I think it's more of like just voicing their opinion. It's always good to voice people's opinion. Plus, it's inspirational to hear their stories from my point of view. It's always inspirational to hear other young people that might have not necessarily had the best support or whatever, but now they've changed their lives around and doing stuff, whether it's... I met someone called Alfie Miller who was wanting to do chef work, and other people all over the UK, so it's a good look.
Exactly, and as yourself, you are an incredibly positive role model in the water business. Just tell me a little bit about your roots and how you got into business in the first place.
It was more like as a passion. I just had a passion for filming, and then as time has gone on, it's kind of grown and grown and grown. But and I've learned more business sort of stuff as I've... As more years I do it, because when I first started, I never really knew about the tax and all of that sort of stuff, but I've learned, it's a learning curve. But I started off mainly because I had a passion for filming.
And do you think that sort of with government, with the support that you have from different organisations, do you think there's a lot of support for young people starting businesses?
I think there could be a lot more support, but initiatives from Virgin Media, Pioneers to Prince's Trust, there's something out there for everyone. I just think it needs to be pushed out there a lot more. But I don't think there will ever be enough support, because like me, if I'm doing something, I'm always trying to top what I'm doing. So like in terms of young people having support, the government should always be looking for extra things to support young people regardless of anything.
Exactly. And in terms of, you know, new technology like the internet, you know, how important do you think that is for young people, you know, just for anybody in business really starting out?
Everyone's got to be on the internet. Everyone's got to be on the internet. Got to have a Twitter, got to have Facebook, everything. Everything's got to be kind of social and being able to grow your business. But I think everyone should be online.
Brilliant. And then my absolute last question for you, just tell me really quickly about some of the main challenges that you faced in business and how you sort of overcome them.
My main challenges I face, I think, is just down to the age and people not taking you seriously. But now I'm 22, so I don't get that as much. But I think it was mainly the age. When I used to be going to meetings, they never used to think it'd take you seriously. So for anyone out there that's young, just make sure you've got an adult or someone that has years of experience to come in with you and be able to back it up with whatever that client wants you to kind of do.
Okay, well, Jamal Edwards, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you, man. Big up.
Thank you.